special needs assistants will be redeployed to vacant posts from next September as part of a new scheme announced today by the Minister for Education. The Forza Trade Union has described the move as seismic, saying it will provide certainty to thousands of workers. Educational workers, including SNAs, school secretaries and caretakers, are gathering in Galway today for the Forza Education Conference. For more now, we can speak to Andy Pike, who's Forza's Head of Education. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Now, tell us about this redeployment scheme. What form is it likely to take and what will it mean?
Well, what it will mean is, we hope, an end to precarious employment for special needs assistants. SNAs are always worried at the end of every school year if there'll still be a job for them at the start of the next school year, because SNA allocations, the number of jobs allocated to each school, change according to the student profile. So having a redeployment scheme means that SNAs can move from a school where student needs have decreased and find a job through redeployment in a school nearby where needs have increased, and there'll be a new SNA post established. So it will go a long way to addressing a lot of the concerns that SNAs have about job insecurity. It's something that SNAs and Forza have been looking for over a decade. So it is very welcome news that this has been agreed to start from September, the start of the next school year.
Talk to us then about another group of people who were very important in the running of our schools. These are school secretaries. Now, what have they been looking for and what are you hearing?
Well, school secretaries and caretakers work alongside teachers and special needs assistants. The minister determines all of the employment conditions for all staff in our schools. But whilst teachers have access to pensions and SNAs have access to the public sector pension scheme, secretaries and caretakers do not. They're locked out, so they have no security of income when they retire. Tens of thousands of them over the years have retired with no pension provision provided by the Department of Education, whereas teachers and SNAs do have the benefit of access to the public service pension scheme. So we need to take a last step. Things have improved for secretaries in terms of levels of pay, but they're still locked out, as are caretakers, from the pension arrangements. So at our conference this morning, our conference voted in favour of a motion authorising the union to ballot school secretaries and caretakers for a strike to commence at the start of the next school year. This is an unfortunate development, but it is necessary because our industrial relations system doesn't respond to asking politely. We've been doing that for a long period of time on behalf of secretaries and caretakers. It's only really by using the maximum leverage, which is why we're balloting members for a strike, that you can see the industrial relations system being in any way helpful to this group of low-paid workers who've been struggling for years to get proper recognition.
All right, so what do you need to hear from the minister then to stop that sort of action from going ahead? Because presumably it's the sort of thing that would have quite an impact on schools around the country.
Well, it would. At this stage, our membership in the school sector has risen to the extent that most, if not all, schools would be affected should a strike be necessary in September. The minister this morning was reasonably helpful in saying she would do her best to raise this issue with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. But we are aware, and secretaries and caretakers are aware, that this issue is not solely within the gift of the Minister for Education. It's the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform who controls who has access to the pension scheme.
So it's Pascal Donoghue you need to speak to then, really.
And Minister Chambers as well, yes. But so Minister McEntee was extremely helpful, but she's not in a position to give commitments just yet.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Andy Pike there of Forza.